The Warriors host the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday night at Oracle Arena to open a four-game homestand that will see the team also face the Mavericks, Spurs, and Suns, coming off a Friday-Saturday back-to-back with a win on Friday night over the Kings in Sacramento before a loss on Saturday in Denver. This coming four-game homestand starts a five-game run to the All-Star break. And after the game against the Nuggets in Denver, we heard this from Coach Kerr.
We did it last night and just felt like I wanted to see what it looked like with another shooter on the floor in that spot and just experimenting a little bit.
Were you searching a little bit just because Andre's in the 20 perceptions and Lisa McCollum's obviously had a bad year from three? Are you kind of searching at times for that fifth guy in that closing line?
As far as I know, we usually go with Andre in that spot, and we probably will, in coming games, but just felt like a night to, try something different.
Steve, we got some rival late in the fourth. What happened?
Jokic three was a big play. We had a great defensive possession, and but we let Gary Harris go backdoor, easy dunk. It wasn't an easy dunk because KD helped and recovered, and maybe it was Draymond. We let a guy go right backdoor at the end of a shot clock. And this is the problem. I talk all the time about, making sure we're not, building bad habits. And we're starting to. We're not boxing out, letting guys go backdoor. And so that's got to be our focus to get back on track. You can't win at the highest level when, game on the line, we're just, not locking in.
Where do you think they go from here with building those habits?
Huh?
Where do you think they go from here with building those, specifically with the boxing out and the rotations?
Where do they go from here? Who?
The guys, just in terms of building those habits.
We box out. We'll do it in practice, and then hopefully we'll do it in a game.
That's how difficult is it to correct that so you can quantify it?
Well, you point it out, and you practice it, and then you hope they do it.
Was there some frustration on the late missing the three, but you still were in it, and then he got a tee.
On what?
There was two tees down the stretch. And you guys.
I was disappointed because, Nick got fouled. Nick's got a wide-open three. He's not going to shoot an air ball, and we had already been called for two fouls on three-point shooters that, were pretty questionable. So once that's been established that you're going to call that, that's got to continue. So I was disappointed we didn't get the foul. I know Nick was frustrated, KD, and that was an interesting no-call because he got hit.
How much did the weight of their having 91 shots from the field and 29 free throws affect you in the fourth quarter?
We talk about the possession battle all the time. I know, I'm sure we lost the possession battle. I know we had like six fewer field goal attempts.
Right.
I don't know what the free throw totals were. They had more of those too. So,
29-23.
Yeah. So they, it sounds like they had 8-9 more possessions on the road on a back-to-back. So it's the same old stuff. It's the same. Our guys know that. And, in their defense, tough back-to-back, fatigue. Really proud of their effort. I thought our guys played hard. We really played hard and competed and gave ourselves a chance to win, but we let it slip away and, give the Nuggets some credit. They played really well. So we got to, bounce back. We got four home games in a row, chance to right the ship.
You're coming out of tonight's game, the last night's game, even though obviously win.
Oh, yeah, tonight was way better effort than last night. The spirit was right, the energy was right, the execution was not, but we can work on that. All right, thanks.